Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist, please?
Well, there's a $59 charge on my card, and I didn't make it. I need to know what it was for.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to assist, but I do need to get some information pulled up from our database.
Okay.
All right, if you would please provide me with your zip code, please.
The what? I'm sorry.
Your zip code.
68147.
Okay, 68147. And one moment, please. That's not what I was looking for there. And if you'd also please provide your name.
Sherry Patrick.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Patrick. In one moment, please. All right, I'm accessing information. All right, Ms. Patrick, for security purposes, please verify your address.
4423 Emmeline Street, Bellevue, Nebraska, 68147.
All right, thank you. And please verify your email address.
cpatrick099@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. And if you would also please verify your phone number.
402-515-0533.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please. Pardon me. All right, so I have gotten an account located that is showing your first and last name, and it is showing your address as well as shipping and billing. It shows a canceled account here for the Bites of Meal app, which provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you eat and feel better. It shows
no, I wouldn't have ordered anything like that.
It is showing that this transaction took place on yesterday, April the 7th. The system stamps the time of 3:14 p.m., but this is a result of the individual using their Android or their iPhone to complete a survey.
I don't have an iPhone.
No, ma'am, it's not an accusation. I just have to explain how the order starts.
Okay.
But it's either an iPhone or an Android phone, just whichever smartphone it is. But a contest was entered, and it shows that the item that was offered on the page was a mixer. But the billing or the charge for the $59.89 was for the meal app.
No, it was supposed to be $2 charge. That's all it shows on the app is a $2 charge. I want that canceled.
The account itself is already canceled. We don't assist with the mixer. We assist with the Bites Hub.
I don't care about the mixer. I just want my $59 back.
The Bites Hub meal app, pardon me, the Bites Hub meal app, which is in the terms and conditions, is what the charge is regarding. It does show that that was just done on yesterday. For, if you remember the mixer, the for processing the transaction, there is a $5 non-refundable fee. I can refund $54.89 of the charge since it was just done yesterday.
Okay. So they charge me the $2 besides?
That's what I was trying to explain. We don't assist with the mixer. The $59.89 is for the meal app that was in the terms and conditions. That's what that charge is for. If you're wanting to know information regarding the mixer, you'll have to refer back to your email or the original offer that was sent to you. But this is what we assist with, and that's what that charge is for. And the account's
okay.
Already canceled as well.
Well, I wonder how it got canceled.
You just spoke with someone that transferred you.
Oh, yes. I didn't know they just canceled it. But
yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you'll give me back $54 of it.
I'm sorry about my voice. It'll make it until 7. $54.89.
Okay.
And let's see.
That's kind of rotten how they do that.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. From what customers tell me, information is also sent to the email that you provide on the web page. I would check the Gmail account for about that time. I guess that was 3:14, probably posted as Eastern time. But
okay.
We assist over the phone. But what I've done is what we're able to do here is refund the $54.89. So if you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, you'll see it reflected back. And you have a refund confirmation number of the letter R.
No, wait a minute. Am I writing this down or are you sending it to me?
You will need to write it down.
Okay.
All right. The letter R, as in refund, 920-528-770.
Okay.
All right. So you will see that reflected back to your account in 3 to 5 business days, and you don't have to worry about any further billing. There is no more ByteSub subscription. Is there anything else I can do to assist?
No, I don't believe so. I appreciate your help.
You are welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.